Chapter 16 Review. A modal dialog box is a dialog box that does not close until the user has made some sort of selection. Typically, an application will use a modal dialog box when it needs immediate input from the user and cannot continue until it receives that input. We can create and show a modal dialog box with the dialog box function and close a modal dialog box with the end dialog function. Dialog boxes are special kinds of windows, and as such, they have window procedures, which are often called dialog procedures. A modeless dialog box is a dialog box that behaves like a normal window, but is a dialog box. Unlike modal dialog boxes, the user can switch to other windows as desired. Therefore, the modeless dialog box acts like an independent, freestanding window. In fact, you can make a modeless dialog box your primary application window. Typically, an application uses a modeless dialog box as a tool dialog. That is, the user wants the dialog to be floating around so that it can be accessed quickly and efficiently. Adobe Photoshop is a good example of a program that uses a floating tool dialog. We can create a modeless dialog box with the Create Dialog function and show it with Show Window. We can close a modeless dialog box with the Destroy Window function. We create and design dialog boxes in the Visual C++ Resource Editor. Each control, which is not static, should be given a resource ID so that the application can refer to that control in code. Remember to include resource.h in your source code. Also note that you can modify various properties of the dialog and its controls through the Properties window. When a button is clicked, a WM command message is sent to the parent window, which would be the dialog window. This is similar to what happens when a menu item is clicked. The lower 16 bits of the WParam parameter specify the resource ID of the button that was clicked. Consequently, in the dialog procedure, we can check if a particular button was clicked by handling the WM command message and examining the lower 16 bits of the WParam. We can set the text in an edit box control with the setWindowText function, and we can extract the text from an edit box control with the getWindowText function. Radio buttons are used to provide users with a set of options, where one and only one option in the group must be selected at any time. A radio button sends a WM command message to its parent dialog window procedure when it is clicked. The lower 16 bits of the WParam contains the resource ID of the button that was selected. We can update the graphics of a group of radio buttons with the checkRadioButton function. This function selects a specified radio button and deselects the previously selected button. A combo box can be described as a drop-down list box. What is interesting about the combo box is that Windows creates a window procedure for it internally. Consequently, we communicate with the combo box by sending it messages. To add an item to the combo box, we need to send it a CBAddString message. To get the index of an item in the combo box the user selects, we need to send the combo box a CBGetCurseL message. Given the index of the currently selected item of the combo box, we can get the actual string at that index by sending a GetLBText message. For the test, you will need to be able to distinguish between modal and modeless dialog boxes. Moreover, you should know when one is preferred over the other. You will need to know the Win32 API functions involved with dialog boxes and how to interact with them. As for controls, you need to know how to interact with all of the controls discussed in the textbook. Dialogs and controls are an important part of Win32 programming and are found all over the place in everyday Windows applications.